What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Oh boy, welcome back to the Bass Hole Show, everyone. This is our first recorded show since the holiday break. I know, it's late in January, the holidays were forever ago. But you know what, I get busy during the holidays, so it takes me a while to get back into the swing of things. So I apologize if you are going through withdrawal of the Bass Hole Show in the meantime. So we're back, and we have Rob DeRocha in the studio.
What up?
Jessica Alaniz is joining us today.
Hi.
And we're going to jump into it because that's what we do. How are you guys doing?
Oh, doing fantastic.
Yeah?
That's such a lie. Why are you lying right off the bat?
Why are you lying to our audience, Rob?
Yeah, this is an authentic show. Yeah.
We're open books and honest.
It's been a rough day. I don't want to go into it, but it's been a rough day. It's raining in LA.
Happy holidays. Yeah. Now, did you have a good holiday?
I did. Everything was good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we didn't do anything for New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Yeah,
it's the 21st, and I'm still saying
it counts. It's still January. January. It counts.
No, I think after the 15th, you can't say it anymore.
Well, if I haven't seen you, and I have, you know,
you've seen me.
Not on this show. I haven't. So happy.
This
new
is
year.
A new environment. Yeah. It's a new environment.
Okay.
It is January. I am doing dry January this year, which is not drinking. I'm sober. Sober, Doug. You're getting on the Bass Hole Show, which is which is a new Doug for a new year.
So boring.
Shiny and sober.
Yeah, I don't. You know, look, I am sober right now, but I'm just doing it for the month.
California sober or like sober sober?
No. I'm not smoking weed either. Really? I haven't smoked that much weed really recently. But yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel better now?
I feel better. I feel good. I feel refreshed, energetic, focused.
It's wild how that happens.
It's wild, right? Yeah.
You're like, I'm awake,
I've gotten
pure joy.
I haven't
in my
really
heart.
Done anything fun, I'll say, but I've been productive as far as like, you know, organizing this show, editing, you know, writing some more stand up and stuff, whatever.
You're not putting poison in your body.
Yeah, exactly. I am having a non alcoholic Guinness, though, today. I have had a few of these non alcoholic beers, and I gotta say, the non alcoholic Guinness Zero is the best non alcoholic.
Is it like
beer.
A new sponsor now?
No, it's not, but it is my favorite non alcoholic beer. I'll say that. And maybe they'll sponsor us, but we don't really want a non alcoholic.
It's like having decaf
sponsor.
Coffee,
exactly. I don't even have a favorite non alcoholic beer. It's just gross.
If you did dry January, you would.
It's like a drink minus the fun,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Minus the courage juice.
Well, I think,
know,
like, I don't drink beer for the taste, I'm right. Like, it's just something to drink during the day.
I like
that's
the,
what
during
it is.
The day.
During the day.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should be doing dry January.
Like, if you're like, it's a summer drink, you know what I mean?
Oh, summer,
like, during the day, that's what you drink. You're not having, like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do like the taste of Guinness. It's like a thick shake, it tastes like, you know?
It tastes like beef jerky to me.
Beef jerky?
Yeah.
Beef? What?
What?
Yeah,
it tastes anything like beef jerky.
It's like, I don't feel like I can chew it when I drink it. I don't like it.
It is thick.
I do. Do you do like dry Jaeger bombs or something like that, or the Guinness Irish Car Bomb?
They don't have those.
Yeah, they don't. I think they have a Jameson non-alcoholic. No,
no, they have a non-alcoholic. Yeah, exactly. They have a non-alcoholic tequila, which I've tried. Not this month, but I've
I
tried
have
it
that
past.
In my house.
At my old,
so you like
my
get
old,
the effects of throwing up without the actual alcohol.
It doesn't taste.
Like,
no, it doesn't taste. It doesn't taste anything like tequila. Right? We had it at the old bar I worked at.
Is that not just water? I'm sorry. Yeah. What is
it? It tastes like agave. It just tastes like sugar. Like it's
like
it's
sugar water.
It's just like a sting, though. It still has a sting. No, I don't know. I haven't touched it. It's in my house.
It doesn't smell anything. It doesn't taste like anything like tequila. It's not even like you would think like they'd have be able to get like, you know, a flavored tequila, like, you know, like when you have like flavored ice cream or something,
right?
You know, like banana flavor, you know, like there's not even a tequila, like, you know, supplement flavor or whatever that doesn't taste anything like it, you know.
That seems like borderline alcoholic where you're like, I just need to have a shot. It's fine if it's not with
just
the alcohol
water.
I just need like the
Could you
physical.
Imagine that? Yeah, someone's like really like, I just need a shot.
But this is like, I could have this at a bar and it looks like I'm drinking, you know? And like,
so you
no,
don't want other people
no,
to judge
fine.
You for not
I don't
want to
be judged, yeah. Especially from my audience right now that's probably judging me.
Yeah, well, I'm having a damp January. I'm not having a dry
January. Moist January.
I've cut down a little bit, even though I'm drinking right now.
Yeah,
I got to numb the pain of my life.
All right. The day. I started out the month trying really hard from like the 1st to the 10th. Yeah. I didn't drink.
That's what most people did. A couple people from work were trying it with me, and they all lasted about till the 10th. And then they were like, fuck this.
It's only because I went out of town. I went to Atlanta, so I was I have to.
If you travel, like I didn't travel. Usually I travel during January, but I'm not traveling until the 30th. And then it was like, if you travel, you're fucked.
Yeah.
If you do anything fun, you're fucked.
It's statistically proven that, like, what is it? New Year's resolutions, only like 10% of people actually follow through.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Did you have a New Year's resolution this year?
No, because I never. It's just like I don't want to feel like a failure. Like I tried to do dry January. It's like 6 days, and
fuck it.
What about you, Jess? Did you have any New Year's resolution?
Yes, mine is to not buy things online.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Really?
I can buy
Amazon.
Some
no Amazon for you.
No Amazon.
You delete the app from your phone.
No.
That's not talk crazy.
I know. Let's not get ridiculous here. I still have the app. I can buy like certain things if I need it like quick. I can get it, but
like necessities.
Yeah, but no, not even necessities. Because like I won't buy like toilet paper on Amazon. Like I have to go to the store and get toilet paper. Like I won't buy clothes. I have to go to a store and buy it.
Really?
So what do you buy on Amazon that you like got to cut back on?
Just like random things.
She doesn't
want to
answer. Random.
She doesn't want to talk.
Crazy.
I bought a rabbit.
Just things. No, I think the last thing I bought was like a hair clip. Yeah, like I could buy that just
What is that, $2? Like,
I think
with the delivery fee, it's
like $5.
Well, not if you have Prime. You got Prime?
I got batteries. I got batteries online. Prime.
Batteries? All right.
Yeah. But outside of that, like.
I think this is a kind of a bullshit New Year's resolution.
It's not like Amazon.
I will admit it is easy to get carried away with buying stuff on Amazon, especially when your credit card is linked up to it.
Girl buys stuff all the time. We don't even need it. Like it's like new ways. Yeah,
like, it's just easier. Like done.
But the good thing is you can return that shit. They don't ask any questions about it.
I've returned so many Amazon things.
You know what I think?
Isn't that pain in the ass that you have to go to the post office?
I go to the
UPS store right up the street and they just take it.
Whole Foods.
You don't even need
to
put it in a box. No. You just bring it in, like, I want to return this, and you hand it to them. Yeah. And they fucking scan it in.
I've worn so many dresses and then return them.
I think you know what is shocking to me is that they don't flag your account for returning so much.
You have to be smart about it.
I think if you spend so much during the year, like I've bought a couple more expensive things off of there. And I think if you like buy enough and they're like, well, you can return this $20. I've returned things and they're like, you don't have to return the item. Here's the refund.
I've had that too. Yeah. They're like, we don't even want it. Yeah.
It's like $15 and they're like, you know what? Fuck it. It's like, it costs more for us
this
to return.
This sounds like a scam.
I don't know.
I mean, you can find the workaround for sure.
Really?
Oh my God.
It's easier than you. Remember when you used to try to return things at like Best Buy or something? Or like they'd ask you like 50 questions.
Oh, they're like,
receipt.
I need the receipt.
Oh yeah. The receipt.
Like, is this the right thing? Like,
the receipt was the number one thing. Man. But other than that, you can't return something.
Costco. You can
return
anything.
I was like, you opened
anything.
It. I'm like, well, I had to try it.
I bought a TV the same TV I have in my living room. It broke. And I returned it to Costco, and I didn't even buy it there, and they took it back.
Shut up.
That's an asshole.
Oh,
right?
Wow. That is an asshole.
They were like, here's money back.
They just they gave me a new TV. A brand
Did you guys
new,
hear that?
The same model.
What?
Yeah. That's
Bravo.
A loophole.
Fuck, man.
That is pro.
Good Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Man, well, that's
you
one
just
for Costco.
Showed up with a TV.
I
and
showed
like,
up with
here,
the TV.
I don't want this anymore.
It was the same. I looked it up. They had the same exact
the
one at Costco.
Balls on you, man.
They didn't even. They weren't even like we didn't mark it off. Nothing.
They didn't check anything. They just looked at. They scanned. They had the same model. They gave me a new one, and that was it.
Maybe it was that guy's last day. He was like, I don't even care.
I don't know.
Return whatever.
You can
fine.
Buy a Christmas tree from Costco and then return it after Christmas.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing ever. Like, that's bad.
They should be a business.
That's a pain in the ass. Like, I don't know if I
You should be able to rent trees like that. Like,
who the fuck is running Costco? Like, the fact that they're even still charging $1.50 for a hot dog and a drink at this fucking, with no inflation. No. That's insane.
You can return the hot dog, too, after you buy it.
No.
I'll be back in a day. You're going to take it back.
Did you hear about that guy that only ate Costco dogs for like a month?
Yeah.
And he like saved so much money and he lost weight.
Really? Yeah.
I would do that. I'll be honest. I would do that and I would buy the rotisserie chickens if I lived closer to the Costco.
But I don't think he's healthy.
Probably not.
Like, he probably lost weight, but I don't think he's healthy.
He does have colon cancer now. Yeah, but other
he's
going to
die next week. But yeah. Like,
he lost a lot of weight. Yeah, it's a new diet. What's that
and
diet?
Saved
cancer.
Some money.
Who knows?
It's like people who eat McDonald's. They're like, only eat McDonald's for a whole month, and I lost
weight. That's supersized.
I want to talk, just a quick little thing. Have you seen Supersize lately?
No.
Lately? No, yeah, I watch it every year.
No. The movie, Supersize.
Oh, no.
Okay, you've never seen it? Anyway, so Supersize Me. The movie is based on some guy that ate McDonald's for 30 days, and then he gets really sick and whatever. But I watched that movie again because I was watching it with a bunch of kids, and everything he was ordering...
Educational?
Yeah, educational, yes.
Okay. Hey, kids, come over and watch Super
Yeah, exactly. No, here's some random kids.
Here's a Happy Meal.
I'm not a pedo.
I got Happy
Meals for all of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, come on, kids.
And I got myself an adult Happy Meal.
No, I watched it, and the guy was eating way too much fucking food in every meal. Like, he was eating an apple pie.
Good.
Yeah, those are delicious.
You
best
want the
thing.
Full experience.
No, but for every meal.
It's a three-course meal.
But what I'm saying is he was trying to prove a point, but supersize, fine. But then he's, like, ordering, like, a burger and another burger. And, like, even for breakfast, he's eating, like, a breakfast sandwich along with pancakes. And it's like, dude, like, of course you're going to gain weight. But if you actually ate McDonald's every day, like one of their meals.
Do you really need the combo meal?
Yeah, like, do you really need to add a shake?
Just have the sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
They have salads.
Yeah, and they have salads now. But
I think they got the salads after that movie.
Yeah, they
came
got the
out,
salads after that movie. Yes.
Like, see, we're healthy.
He did change the landscape for the menu of that place, though. Like, they did alter something.
He did, but I think they were sued by McDonald's, and McDonald's' biggest complaint was like, yeah, like, why are you eating up to like 1,500 calories with each meal? Like, it's just like, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of bullshit. Now that I know about eating right. Right. Even though I don't eat right, but
you know,
interesting? Like, when did they start? You know, now they have to put like this has so many calories in it. You know, like remember they didn't have that at one point.
But they don't do that everywhere. I don't think they do that in Texas.
Really?
I don't think it's on menus.
Really?
I thought that was like an FDA like you had to have that now or something. I mean, not at a restaurant. They don't do it, really. Some restaurants they do, like Cheesecake Factory or like a.
Yeah, they tell you.
But if you go to like you know like Mastro's Steakhouse, then they don't have like you know this is 1,000 calories. But like a chain restaurant, they do usually.
It's the worst thing to just read how many calories are in something like French fries.
I can have that, and that's about it. According to the recommended calories, what I should have every day.
It's pretty sad when you're like, oh, I'm gonna get the shrimp because it's healthy, and then it's like it's all butter, garlic, fried shrimp. It's like 1,400 calories.
Yeah,
like,
Red Lobster.
You ruined it.
Red Lobster. We're supposed to go to Red Lobster. Yeah, okay. Anyways, I just wanted to talk about that really.
All right. Well, we are here for a reason today. Besides, you know, obviously getting back on track with the podcast. We're talking about a movie today. We all had an assignment. We watched a movie. Some would call a classic comedy.
It is a classic comedy. And what I want to say too. Sorry to interrupt you. Mm. Is the
so
fact
excited
I know no yes, I'm excited yes,
Rob,
because
Rob,
I've been,
go ahead, go
I've been wanting to do this
know, yes.
for a while
Rob's been very
but
anxious,
it's very right. much like I want to see stuff that was made a long time ago and could it be made now
all right so the movie we are talking about is 1984's comedy Police Academy starring Steve Guttenberg the original the first one
yes.
We are talking about that movie. Yes, Rob has been wanting to do a podcast based off of this film for quite some time now. So we all watched it over the weekend.
Not just on this film, on other films too. Even TV shows, like could they be made now, you know? But like this movie itself, I mean, could it be made now? And I'm excited to hear what you're going to say because you have fresh eyes. You were probably born
What year were you born?
89.
Oh, so you weren't even born yet. That's what's even crazy. So now you watching this, knowing movies now.
It's a whole different generation.
Yeah.
A whole different generation.
This movie is a classic, I would say. The original movie spawned seven sequels?
Yeah.
Seven sequels
yes.
after this first movie came out. Which is pretty amazing, I'd say.
But it didn't win any awards, did it?
Oh,
No.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, most comedies don't win awards.
No. I thought
it won an award? Yeah, Mahoney won an award for acting. Because
everybody
Guttenberg.
Was like, it's the best movie ever. I was like, oh, it must have been recognized or something.
There's no award. No award. No. None of that. That's nonsense.
Could you imagine Proctor?
Oh my god. Now, yeah, the reviews were horrible for this movie. It's got a 56% based on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, Rotten Tomatoes confuses me. Is the higher percentage good or bad? Because like Rotten Tomatoes
high percentage is good for Rotten Tomatoes.
56 okay. is good, and then the audience. What was the audience?
Was back, I don't know. I don't know.
It says it right there, right?
No.
This is it right next to the critics. And
I don't know.
Then the audience.
I'm on Wikipedia right now.
The critics will give it a bad review.
But this was back when Siskel and Ebert gave it a horrible review, two thumbs down or whatever.
Oh, really?
Zero.
Oh,
it's really something so bad. You should pool your money and draw straws and send one of the guys to rent it. It's that bad. I don't know. That's Roger Ebert. But those guys were the shit back in the day for the movie critics.
Yeah, I used to watch them all the time.
Yeah. Mm. It had a budget of $4.5 million. To make this movie, and it grossed $8.5 million in opening weekend, and it made $149 million worldwide.
Wow!
Are they still getting royalties?
No.
I mean, they get residuals.
No, they're not. You know what? If they are, it's like 1 cent, because I rented this movie for 19 cents.
Right.
Oh, what? Where?
Yeah. You got a deal. I paid $7.
I know, on Amazon Prime.
I own it now.
Oh, I rented it for $3.89.
Where?
And I was like, for Amazon Prime.
Oh, fuck. I did Apple.
On Prime, it was 19 cents.
No.
I couldn't believe it. Oh, I was like,
not this weekend.
I overpaid for it.
This weekend.
They must have seen my age, and they were like, charge her more. Don't. She's.
I got to say, I almost bought the entire box set after one. It was $60 for all seven. Oh, movies. You were. I almost bought it.
After three, the rest become garbage.
Let's talk about the sequels after we go through the movie.
The original.
All right, so this movie obviously is a moment in time. 1984, it came out. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things in this movie that are not PC today, let's say. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of things. I was laughing when I watched it, though. I forgot how funny some moments were. And then other moments were not appropriate, obviously. All right, let's hear Jessica.
Just the beginning with Tackleberry with the surprise birthday party, and then I mean, I love the character development.
The characters are what made the movie.
Yeah.
Tackleberry, Steve Guttenberg as Mahoney. What's her name? Hooks.
I forgot. Yeah, Hooks. And then there's Winslow, the guy that
Winslow,
was the sound effect.
The sound effect
guy. Was one of the biggest stars at that year, like 84 through like almost like
he was at
90.
Yeah, he did Spaceballs. He was at the Improv maybe a couple of weeks ago. Months ago. I saw him performing there. He was like he was on America's Got Talent like last year.
Does he do those little noises still?
He does. That's his act.
That's all he does.
He made a career off that.
Yeah, that's all he does, and he's amazing at it.
Let's play a scene from that actually while we're talking about this. This is one of the classic scenes.
Oh, I love this.
All right.
Hi, I'm Douglas Backler. I always wanted.
All right, that goes on longer. It goes on for like 2 minutes or whatever.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do the introduction when he meets him in the police station.
Oh, there's that one too. Yeah, we can go back. Yeah, we'll play a small piece of that.
I love your introduction,
Larville Jones.
Larville
Monsignor. Larville Jones.
Sirrah Monsignor.
Doctor Monsignor.
And I just love how he takes out the hand.
I'm just not realizing he didn't have a harmonica.
Oh my god, that's how good he is.
And then when he gets on the PA thing, the bullets in the car.
That's his like secret weapon whenever he walks around with a speaker with it.
Yeah. I had to watch it twice.
You put the time in.
I watched it twice because the first time I watched it, everybody was like, that was my favorite movie growing up. Mm. I love it's so funny. I didn't laugh. I didn't think
it
was funny.
At all,
I watched it with 2024 eyes. I was like, this is like, these jokes are so like, ba-dunch. Like, it's just too eh. Like, I wasn't into it. Some parts were funny. The biggest shocker to me was that Kim Cattrall is in this.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, that's her first big role. Yeah, exactly.
I was like, whoa, I had no idea. Also, I couldn't figure out, is this taking place in Chicago or New York?
I couldn't figure that
out
either.
We don't really know. They don't say what city.
Yeah, they don't say what city.
Because the background, though, is like Chicago, and then the streets they talk about are like Chicago streets. But like
they filmed it in Canada. I know
they could also be anywhere else.
I think it was Ontario or something.
Yeah, really? Toronto.
Yeah, or Toronto.
Because the Blue Oyster Bar is there.
Oh, is it?
Oh, really?
I looked it up.
Okay, yeah. We'll get into that.
Let's talk about the Blue Oyster Bar scene. So As the cadets are getting trained for the police academy, Captain Harris.
Wait, also, sorry, is 14 weeks a normal amount of time?
That I don't know.
That for is what? To be in a police academy for 14 weeks?
Probably.
Wait, at that time, maybe. Wait, it's 6 months. That's what it is.
Oh, well, that's not 14.
It's six
how
months.
How is 14 weeks?
That's like three and a half.
Three and a half, yeah. Maybe at that time it was. I don't know. Maybe yeah. It could have been different back then. But, like, I mean, all those guys are out of shape and
I like the disclaimer title card at the beginning of the movie. It's like, the police are forced to accept anyone that wants to become a police officer, disregard shape, gender, physical abilities, mental,
whatever. I like how they call out the mayor. They're like, mayor, and it's like a female name, but it's like, because of mayor something something, we have to do this.
Yes, there's that scene in the beginning.
And
where,
I'm like, why do you have to call it out? Like, she's a woman?
Commandant Lassard and Captain Harris or whatever are like, yeah, like anyone's allowed to become a guy, even different sexes or whatever they say.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it was like
color.
Sex,
like
everything. Back then, we used to have a bunch of Johnsons.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing about Commandant Lassard is the fact that he's like, oh, a bunch of Johnsons. That must have been very majestic or something like that.
He was like, it was a beautiful sight to see.
Yeah, beautiful. And, oh, see? Yeah.
And I just watched the second round was
But
today.
It is interesting. That moment in the movie there, that little scene that they do where they say, like, it's kind of like...
Are they saying he's gay? Like,
but they're saying, like, oh, we're allowing anyone in now, like gender, race, whatever, you know, but it's like, it's kind of, I mean, it took place so long ago, but I feel like it's like, it almost like was like ringing true. Like, I was like, yeah, like, why? I don't know.
I mean,
like,
that's happening now with diversity.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. It's the diverse conversation that's happening now, but like, it was happening back then in this movie, obviously fictional, but like.
So the one part, the inconsistency of it was that they were like, oh, we've only had men, blah, blah, blah. But then there was a female trainer. There was a female.
Callahan.
Who was like
Callahan? Right, yeah, she was a badass.
Yeah, but like, I'm like, okay, so you had one girl, that was it? Like,
yeah, I don't know how she snuck through. I think because that she's like,
no, she's a badass. That's
she is
why.
A badass. Yeah, yeah. But the character of Callahan, all I remember like growing up is like a kid.
I would get turned on by it.
Well, everyone was like Callahan and her boobs. Yeah, you know? That's what everyone was saying. Like, it was like. But then I forgot the scene where she like hooks up with
with the Latin guy.
I was like, this is crazy. I was like, that guy's like faking the accent the whole time.
I will say, I do remember being little and seeing this movie because
you did see it.
Well, we had the VHS and it was playing.
You might have seen a sequel.
I saw the first one because I saw the scene where the girls are like showering.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh my God, they're naked. Like, I was little and I was like, this is porn. I can't. And I ran away. Yeah. Right. So I remember that one specific scene, and then I never saw more of it after that.
This is poor, and I can't. I know.
I was like, they're showing her butt.
That scene's classic, where it's just like, oh, like
it's the Porker's Revenge.
The windows happen to be open, and like the girls are just showering.
And it's like the Mahoney's like he's being a creep, which one is totally cool at that time.
Yeah, one in the oven.
He's like, one in the oven shirt. I mean, that scene. We'll go back to that, but it was like even opening up to Mahoney when he's got the one in the oven and the guy's like, hey, butthead. He's like, butthead? Yeah, there's a butt breath or he calls him a dickhead first.
He's
a dickhead.
Yeah. Like rat face. Yeah. But like, also, too, I'm like, all right, cool comeback. Like, like name calling.
Yeah, I know. It was a dumb name.
But it's
all toupee. Like, that's when people used to call out people for toupees. I mean, that's a big Seinfeld thing, was it? Whatever.
But, like, the stunt car in the beginning when he parks it and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Like, that was a big moment.
Looks like it fits. Like a glove.
It was funny, yeah. But it's like, yeah, everyone's a fucking, like, you know, he's like a recluse and gets thrown into the academy.
Yeah.
He's got like, the fact that he can't leave is like, all right, it's like,
I know,
that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like, they're like, you have
like
to
Captain
stay.
Reed is like, no, you have to stay here the whole time. You can't quit. Like, that's just like a crutch to get him in the movie the whole time.
and then
he discovers
thing.
He wants to be a cop. You know.
So like, did you like the movie, or did you find with 2024 eyes? Did you see like a lot of problems, like stuff that you couldn't be doing now?
Well, like just the like. Yeah, overall, I don't think it could be made the same way now, sure. Like, it would have to be...
It would be transgender, right? I think that's what would happen, right? That they would probably put a transgender cop.
Well, there's a lot
But the fact that, like... I don't know. I don't think they could even do that.
A lot of racist stuff in the movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
They never say the N word.
They say the G word. I'm not going to say it, but like,
oh yeah,
remember like the
and that's why he gets kicked out.
Let's play this scene. Let's play this scene right here. Hold on.
With hooks.
Yeah, let's go to the scene. Hold on, ready?
Because she runs over his foot.
Yeah.
And that guy's an idiot. Like, why is he just staring at that?
Well, the two of them are idiots. That
what is it?
I will say, my shit
ran over my face.
I'm sorry. I really am.
Sorry, you dumb fat jigaboo.
Jesus.
Shit. Like the fact that even his presence anywhere, everybody's like, never mind.
Bubba Smith.
I won't look.
It's Bubba. That guy was an ex-football player.
Shit.
Oh.
Rest in football player for the Rams.
Well, I don't. Here's the thing. Like he, like Hightower sticks up for her, stands up for her, right? Like maybe he shouldn't turn the car over, but
yeah,
like,
exactly. Like,
but like then they throw him out anyway.
He should have just beat him up. Like, why do that?
I feel like they would throw him out just because of the damage to the car, not because of like being the guy.
Yeah. Well.
But, okay. So the part I did thought. That I genuinely laughed out loud was when they get their haircuts at the very beginning and those two white guys go before him.
Yeah, that's a good scene.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's not the army. And I was like, fucking funny. That's
hilarious.
Good. I liked that part.
Yeah,
that was funny. I think that was the only time I laughed out loud. Like,
that was it. The blowjob scene is the funniest scene for me. Like,
of course it is.
Here's the thing. All right, let's talk about the blowjob scene.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't find that. I mean, look, I get it. I get it. But it's a little like far-fetched. I mean, it's like come
so
on, man. Like you're giving a speech. The room's not packed with like, you know, but like someone takes your cock out and all of a sudden starts sucking. You're not going to be like, you're not going to look down and be like, what the fuck?
You're just like this
you just
normal?
Stand there and take it? Like that's a little
I
odd,
mean,
right?
The movie's the movie.
Exactly. But I mean, like, come on, Comedant Lasard.
I just love the fact that he's no, cuz that whole scene I don't know.
And
if
the
you
hook,
have
the hooker is yeah. Here, I got the scene. Okay, let's play a little bit of it.
It made me laugh again. I just saw
all
this
right,
again.
Hold on, let's play.
Today, for those here, I think you'll zipper. Find the presentation interesting as well as very, very stimulating.
Like right there, I'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Look
I'd
down.
Stop. I'd back up and see what's going on. That would be like a fucking like rat jumping out and like on your crotch or something, you know. That's what doesn't make any sense. Today, that would get 1,000 notes in a script meeting, right?
Yeah. I do. It was funny that he's like stuck in there with her, and he's like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
But then, I mean, the funny part is when Gutenberg comes out at the end, and then he thinks it's him. You know what I mean? I mean, we'll go to
that part. That part made me laugh so hard, even recently. Like, I just like watched that scene again, and then like. He like looks back and then he sees Gutenberg like stick his head out and then he just waves at him.
Yeah, that
see you're laughing.
That part's funny when it's Gutenberg. And then at the end they do the callback.
And then do the
again.
Callback yeah, yeah, yeah. to the joke, man. Yeah.
But it is a little like, all right, you wouldn't look down at all. Come on.
And what makes me laugh too is that the scene after that, he's like, we gotta get Mahoney out of here. He's like, why? What did he do? And he's like,
yeah, he won't say anything. Yeah,
he doesn't
like
know what to say. Like, yeah, he just sucked my dick. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I will say, the second time I watched it, I was like, okay, watch it as if you're like a little college teenage horny boy. Mm. And it was funny then. But like,
oh, wow, you really got like, into that zone?
Yeah, I was like, okay, like slapstick comedy, all of that stuff. But I don't know.
No?
I'd give it a 4. I would not say...
Out of what? 5?
10.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a
I'd
generation
a
thing. You think that her age is going to watch this movie if they're not told to?
Like,
we told
also,
her to watch
I didn't grow up with that kind of humor. Like, we didn't watch National Lampoons. We didn't do any of that stuff growing up. So like
you were deprived.
Vacation?
We
did you watch the first Vacation movie?
No. I didn't watch that until, like, 2 years
that.
Ago. Maybe 3 years ago was the first year I watched it. But even that, I was like, okay.
I mean, I will say, all right, let's go to the Blue Oyster scene. Let's talk about this.
I feel like it does have quotable things.
Right. This part this always scene, made me laugh because the song, as soon as you heard the song playing, I just started laughing.
Right. So this scene, they Karis is trying to find out where the party is over the weekend. And, you know, they what's his name? The bigger guy lies to them.
They do this in all three movies.
Yeah.
I
don't know if they do it again in the... I forgot.
Well,
there is
one where him and Proctor go back, right?
Yeah.
When does Proctor show up? Not
Proctor's
the
second
or third
one.
The
second
one,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, let's play this real quick. Hold on.
I love the music playing. They have no clue. And then...
Come up and see me sometime. Hey, big boy.
I love it. understand. Like,
I don't know why they stay down.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, I'm too scared to leave. Okay, no, we'll dance.
Yeah, I don't understand why they are there for like half the movie after that. Like, why don't they leave? They trap them in there.
They end up there at the end too.
Yeah. They're there for like ever, for the whole night. They're there.
Also,
why don't they leave? Yeah.
What gay? Is that like an '80s thing where gay men just wore leather? Is that like?
Well, haven't you seen the YMCA, like the band? There was always
It was like '70s,
yeah.
'80s.
Yeah, it was like. But
there was
also
a guy wearing like a construction outfit. So, like, is that what they wear at bars?
No,
too?
But it was.
I don't know.
It was funny to me because it was like. But when you look at it, I mean, obviously, people won't probably find it funny, but it was like really funny to me how. Watching it now is like you just said, and you said, why don't they just leave?
Yeah,
instead
it's like, well,
they're forced to stay there, and then everyone wants to dance with them, and they all surround.
The fact that all the gay guys like you know block the entrance, and then like they surround him, and then they want to dance with them. Are they like? Are they trying to hit on them and turn them like you know for the night or you know is that what the thing is?
I don't know.
They'd just be like, excuse me, sorry, we're in the wrong place, and they'd leave, right?
No, I think they were like, you guys are homophobic. You're gonna stay.
You're gonna stay.
But then they're like slow dancing, and he's got his like head on his shoulder.
Yeah, and he's wearing the hat, and he's like falling, and then the other guy's like scared the whole time.
I feel like they're like, this is not so bad.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It made me laugh so hard, and it was like even like just that sound of that song. Just
well today that scene. Like they'd walk in and be like, all right, let's get a drink. And then we'll go. Obviously, this is the wrong place. We'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Probably great beer specials. That's the only reason why I went to gay
like
bars.
Two for one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Trunks, come on.
Yeah, trunks.
Trunks.
I also thought it was wild that like the actual real party when they were like playing music and all that stuff.
Yeah, they all can.
Why do all the girls take off their shirts? They're just like,
oh yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
A party.
That was the '80s movies, comedy movies. Were just gratuitous topless nudity.
A horny little Rob watching that, going like, oh,
that was the best.
That is why every guy messaged me and was like, that was my favorite movie growing up. It's like the first time they saw so many boobs in
one spot. That was the best thing about 1980s comedies was that you could always guarantee that you'd see some boobs.
They would throw on tits.
even some PG-13s.
Yeah,
nowadays you can't do that.
It's like the checklist boobs.
It was a checklist. Yeah, like it was. Basically, in every comedy, there was a scene where like tits would all of a sudden be there.
Shower scene, or you know, whatever.
Yeah,
someone peeping Tom in situation or whatever. You know,
but back to the Blue Oyster, it just makes me laugh so much because that music and it's reminiscent of my childhood.
Talking to the mic, bro.
My childhood, the fact that scene just was like resonated and it made you think like, oh, like. Like gay people like would like force you to stay. Like this is like they almost
they cannot leave once you get in.
And you have to dance till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense though.
You must slow down.
And I love when he's like, so what happened at the party? The guy is asking
he's like,
them.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, no, he's like, there was a lot of dancing.
Yeah. And he's like, dancing?
See, you're laughing
dancing?
Again.
I'm laughing at thinking about it. I didn't laugh at like the actual scenario of it.
Let's go through.
Imagine if you watched that in a movie theater. I think you would have laughed more.
Let's go through the cast of characters real quick. Of course, we have Steve Guttenberg playing Mahoney. Steve Guttenberg was. This made him a household name. This movie. He did.
Yeah.
He did the first four.
Three. I thought.
I looked it up on IMDb.
Is it four?
He did the first four.
Wow.
He stopped after. What is it?
Because I thought the fourth one was Miami.
Police Academy 4 is Citizens on Patrol. That was the last one.
That was with David Spade.
He's
a
in
young
that?
David Spade.
All right. So that was 1987. That was the last one. Guttenberg did, because then after that he did Three Men and a Baby, and he started doing. Back in Training is number three. Miami Beach is five, I believe. There's seven of these movies, which is actually a really good accomplishment, I'd say, in the comedy.
How many people from the original cast stayed through all seven?
Harris?
The blonde did.
Sergeant Callahan?
Yeah, no, Harris did, and also the
Commandant Lassard.
Commandant Lassard stayed on there. Bubba Smith, he stayed in
pretty
all
much
of them,
everyone that, like.
Tackleberry.
Pretty much everyone that didn't become, like, a huge actor name, like, stayed on the franchise, I'd say. Like Guttenberg was a name.
Kim Cattrall
was
out after the first.
Yeah, she was only in the first one. But Guttenberg was trying to do other shit, obviously. This is run its course, you know.
As a kid, though, watching him in movies, it was just impossible to separate him from Mahoney.
Well, that's, like, that's why he wanted, that's why he stopped doing them.
Exactly. But I just idolized him so much. Like that was like my hero. Like
do you see
I
him now on Instagram? He's so like happy and like cheerful about everything. He seems like a different guy.
I haven't followed him, but I've heard that he's a Mr. Positivity.
Man. Yeah, yeah. So you had Kim Cattrall, Bubba Smith, I think Harris, G.W. Bailey as Lieutenant Harris, he's a great character. I mean, he's been in a lot of movies.
He's
the villain of the movie, but he's so good in it. Like, he played that part. Like, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I remember just seeing for me as a kid, the sixth and seventh one were on HBO like nonstop. So I think those are the ones that I would always catch on TV.
Right.
And I just remember watching him being like, I will forever remember this guy as Harry. Like, I don't think I've seen him in anything else, but like,
no, he's been,
he's in
a lot of stuff.
Familiar.
He's in a lot of stuff,
he's
but like
so many things,
but he's so good at playing that dick role. It's just like,
oh, dirtbag.
And he walks around with that stick. It's just
he's always polishing it. Yeah. By the second and third one, he's constantly polishing it.
It's
and
great.
Like,
it's,
I couldn't tell
great.
If he was gay through the movie, like if he was supposed to imply that he was gay and was like the police was a cover up. For
oh wait,
that.
Commandant Lassard? I thought Commandant Lassard was gay.
No, Harris.
Oh yeah,
Commandant Lassard was in all of them. That's George Gaines, who was
from
Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
The father of Punky
Yeah,
Brewster.
She doesn't know what Punky yeah, Brewster
I
is.
I only know Punky Brewster because someone was like, "You look like Punky Brewster."
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason I know.
Maybe the world okay. is blind.
Then Callahan was Leslie Easterbrook. I forgot that the
she was like a poor woman's Bridget Nielsen.
The fact that she fucks that Latin guy cop and then, like he falls
in love with her.
Does he? In the
yeah,
sequel?
He falls in love with her. No, in the first one, remember, like at the end of the movie, she's like, "And you got to get roses or whatever," and he's like following
her.
He's like become a different. I just love the character arc. I know it's a silly comedy, but the character arc of all the characters.
There are a lot of characters, and that's tough to pull off in a script.
Yeah, and the clumsy guy, he was in all of them too. The guy with the glasses, the one that starts the riot.
That's Doug.
Oh yeah. I also thought it was funny the second time around when he was like, "There's a riot. Who knows how these things are?" I thought that was funny too.
See? Yeah.
That second time
that
around.
That guy is a good character in the movie. What's his name?
And his wife chasing
Fackler.
Him at
Doug
the beginning.
Fackler.
I remember watching. I remember watching that movie and that beginning scene with the wife chasing him and jumping through the pool. And
that was crazy. Yeah, I was like, I forgot about that.
Very airplane-esque.
Yes.
Have you seen Airplane?
Naked Gun-esque. That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. She jumps on the car. You leave right now, and then later on, you see her on the car still. Right. And then when he parks the car, she flies.
Now
off
this
of
is
it.
Something that I hate with these kind of movies. The first Police Academy is rated R, and then once it was super successful. Part 2 is PG-13, and then they went down to PG. I hate that. I hated that.
Oh, just to like reach a bigger audience.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking it was more like acceptable.
I mean, there wasn't like tits in the next ones or whatever, but like.
So I hated it.
I hated it. No, but like they do that a lot.
Rating movies. No tits.
Only one.
No tits. No thanks. Down.
2 tits down for that one.
But no, that's always like because here's the thing. I remember as a kid, like I didn't see the. I don't think I saw the first Police Academy until years later. I saw like Part 5 and 6 or 7 or whatever. When I was a kid,
right?
But the, do they tie together? Or are they just like under the
same
name?
No, they're the same movies. I mean,
you don't need to see the first one to know what's going on in 6. Oh. But like,
but
But I do remember seeing like Part 6 and 7 first before I saw the original.
Is that the Russian one?
Seven is the Russian one. That's the last one.
I never saw that one. That's how much I love Police Academy, but I knew by then it was so watered down.
City Under Siege is the one I've seen the most. That was on HBO all the time. That's
Police Academy 2, right?
That's 6.
With Bobcat?
No, that's 6.
Oh.
But I wasn't allowed to watch the first one. Like, my parents wouldn't let me watch because it was rated R. They wouldn't let me watch it. So, like...
Like, back when ratings even meant something.
I know,
like,
but
like now
but
everything is, like, PG-13. Like,
well, pretty, I mean, unless it's rated R, but...
But what is rated R? Rated R is not even, like, anything that dramatic.
TVMA, rated R.
What is rated R?
Everything's rated R. Every good movie is rated R.
Well, you could say the F word now.
You
can
say
PG.
Bitch on TV, like, without problem. You're, so, like, what
used,
is the...
It used to be back in the day, you could say fuck you once, and it would be PG-13.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you used to be able to show, like, boobs for, like, a second or two, mm-hmm. maybe. Like, Doc That's Hollywood right. was, like, you know, like, remember Julie Warner coming
would
out?
Would it just be, like, sexual situations then? Like,
it would be brief nudity or something. But Doc Hollywood was PG-13 in 1990 or 89.
Never
or whatever
really
it was.
Saw it.
You never saw that?
Yeah, with Michael J. Fox.
So that movie was the first time I remember seeing boobs in a PG-13 movie growing up. And it was Julie Warner coming out of the lake topless for, like, a good, like, you know, 2 minutes or whatever.
2 minutes?
Yeah, it's PG-13. Like, you can't do that now in PG-13, which doesn't make any sense. But
I don't understand the ratings
But,
at all.
Like, you used to be able to say, hey, Rob, fuck you, or give the middle finger, and it'd be PG-13. But if you were like, hey, I want to fuck that girl, that's a sexual connotation, they'd be like, oh, that might be rated R, because you're using it as an action.
It makes no sense.
I know. But I remember researching this shit as a kid.
So this movie, you're going to give it a 4. What do you give it, Doug? Rewatching it, did you enjoy it?
I did. It was a quick 90 minutes. You know, it moved fast. It reminded me of childhood, you know. But again, like,
nostalgic. You can't give it points for nostalgic. You have to give it points for just what it is.
I laughed out loud because I laughed out loud with the blowjob scene.
And I was like,
even at the beginning with Mahoney.
And I gotta say, again, like I said, like I hadn't seen this one as much as like the other ones or whatever. And I almost forgot why. I think I watched this one once, and the other ones I'd seen like 10 times. So I forgot almost the character development. I was like, oh, yeah.
Think about how many movies have copied this movie in the sense that, like, especially with Tackleberry in the beginning when the surprise birthday party, there's, like, been movies like mafia movies or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they think they're going to get hit or whatever and, like, fucking actually shoot people. And that's what, like, was funny when I watched that scene again is, like, that guy fires, like, 6 shots
and misses everyone
and everyone's just like shocked and he doesn't get arrested for it.
Well, yeah, the fact that like the guns are like not responsive, like, yeah, it's like Captain Harris shoots a bullet through Commandant Lasard's floor, like crazy shit like that'd be like, you know, there'd be teams in there like firing something.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's Keystone Cops, it's slapstick, you know.
It's
like
very slapstick.
Like, yeah, it's like, you know, remember Keystone Cops from back in the day? Like, it's
no,
like,
back in the day, like, how old are you? Come on, dude.
But you've seen those short silent films or whatever.
But
like,
that's what it is. It's more like a Keystone Cops with sound.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like if you look at those. Yeah, I don't know. If they remade this today, I don't know. Like, yeah, there'd be a lot.
I'd give it an 8 out of 10. That's what I give.
I mean, I'll give it an 8. I'll give it an 8.
Yeah.
Why not?
It still held up.
You know what? I'm gonna give it an 8 because
it didn't hold up. You can't make it today. Like, no. You wouldn't be able to be
so
like,
you
guys.
Think you can't make it.
I don't think you can make it that
way. I think you could. I don't think it'll be as good as like everything else.
It wouldn't be as good because you can't do 90% of the jokes there. And like, if you tried to fit jokes that were similar to it, like, it wouldn't be the same. You'd like, that's not funny.
Look at like 21 Jump Street, the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are cops. I mean, you could throw that in the same kind of genre. It's not as wacky, but it's still a cop comedy. Right?
Right.
So yeah. If you look at, if you did remake this, it would be in the vein of that, I think.
It would be modernized. Where I mean, like, there would be a female cop that identifies as a man and so forth. And they would, but the thing is, you can't joke around about that. So that's why they can't make the movie.
I think they could make it.
I mean, they just made a movie recently about like the best basketball team, women's basketball team, and it's all dudes. And it's like, it's a very right wing movie. That's out right now, which I'm interested to see, but at the same time, it looks pretty awful.
The problem is, someone could reboot this movie, right? And make it like in a vein of like what it was and what it needs to be today, 21 Jump Street style or whatever. But the problem is that, you know, they can't call Police Academy because, Paramount? I don't know. Warner Brothers? Whoever owns the rights to Police Academy, the name,
right,
is not gonna green light another Police Academy movie.
Right.
Most likely.
Yeah.
So you can't call it that. I mean, you can kind of make it, call it something else.
I think there should be a reboot.
Cop Squad or something. I don't know.
There should be a reboot, like with modernized. But people need to take a fucking joke, and that's the problem.
Here's another reason why I'll give it a. I mean, this movie had 7 sequels. That's crazy today. I mean, unless it's like a horror movie. You know what I mean? Like, for a comedy? I'm not saying that they're all great, but I mean, 7 sequels that all went to the theater.
Well, what was another big comedy that year? Like, what are that, like, kind of those
Ghostbusters,
years?
Ghostbusters, 1984.
I don't know.
Ghostbusters.
Because I feel like maybe comparably, it was like to the other comedies, a really, really good, strong one. I just think, like, nowadays, the jokes, the way they're, like, laid out in this wouldn't stick the same. And then if you lose the, like, format of the jokes in this movie, I feel like you lose the movie.
All right. Actually, 1994 was a big year for comedy movies, I would say.
I think Tootsie was out in 1983.
You got Police Academy. You got Splash.
Splash with
you
Tom
got
Hanks.
Revenge of the Nerds, which is in the same wheelhouse.
We got to watch
that
one.
Was that with Keanu Reeves?
No.
No, which one's the one with him?
Wasn't even a kid.
You got, wait.
Which one's that one where they have...
Revenge of the Nerds is like, just like these nerds, like Andrew McCarthy.
Could
is
that it? Be remade today? That's
no.
That's another
no,
episode.
No, there's
right
a whole, yeah.
We'll do another one.
I want to see it through her eyes, because she would say,
let's not talk about that one now. Let's
what's
that
the
now
one with Keanu Reeves? With him and like the...
Bill and Ted's.
Bill and Ted's. Yeah. Oh,
all right,
okay,
Gremlins came out in 1984.
Uh-huh. That was a comedy.
The Lonely Guy with Steve Martin.
I thought that was a scary movie.
Meatballs Part 2, another in the vein of Police Academy mm-hmm kind of movie. Top Secret.
Yes.
I've never heard
movie
of any of these.
16 Candles.
Oh.
Beverly Hills Cop. Beverly Hills Cop came out in 1984. Mm. Johnny Dangerously.
I'm looking at Jessica's I wasn't born. I don't know any of these movies.
Romancing the Stone. Cannonball Run 2. Footloose, Neverending Story.
Footloose is a comedy?
Hard Bodies came out in 1984.
I don't know that one.
I don't know. The Woman in Red.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a couple movies
that's
that
Gene
are in
Wilder.
There's a couple movies that are in the wheelhouse of
what's the movie? The earliest like early comedy movie I remember watching was with the kids going to like fat camp.
Oh, Heavyweights.
Is it Heavyweights? Heavyweights. That was the first
with Ben Stiller.
That's another movie that came
right
out.
Or no?
No. That's a different one.
We can't make that.
Make that movie now either.
Yeah.
Can't make fun of fat people. No.
It was such a great time, the 80s, where like we can just joke and right we can laugh
there
about
were,
it.
There were no movie rules.
And the fact that like that Blue Oyster scene, yeah, you could not do that now. And I get it because like yeah, like just like you guys, I'm watching that now with 2024 eyes, and right I'm like, why are they forced to stay there?
Yeah, well,
like they walk in and then they like turn around and they're like ready to go thing out, and then they get surrounded by like fucking it's raining men.
It's curious. Like when that script was like thrown on the desks of executives and development people or whatever. Like were there notes like hey we can't do this or like why didn't they leave, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I wonder
if you wrote that today, they'd be like, why don't they just leave, you know, like there'd be a million notes on it, you know.
Okay, so you bring up notes. I wonder how much further it went and they were like, whoa, you can't do that. Like what
they
were the bigger
got raped
jokes?
No, they probably got raped. That's what happened. I mean, they were forced to like stay there
but like
entire
the entire
night
movie. I wonder how many jokes got
ones,
kicked
here's
off
ones
out of
the
it
one scene where I'm like the scene where
the one scene
well all right the scene where Harris is in the traffic and he takes the scooter and gets jammed to the horse's ass.
Oh,
like that. I'm like first of all, why did he get on the scooter to like go through it? Like, he just abandoned the car and Gutenberg in the car and then took the scooter. And
that
then
was
ends
very
up in
throwaway
a
throwaway scene.
It was
like,
very.
It
was like the payoff. But the payoff, the funny scene was like when he told everyone about it, yeah, and everyone's snickering and laughing and shit.
And his hair's all greasy.
Right, but they're like, we got to have something come up to pay off that. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah. I think it was showing that the blonde girl was on the team as well, because like, right, she starts laughing and
right
everyone's
someone
laughing.
Someone call a veterinarian. Yeah.
It like switches it, the dynamic yeah a little bit.
And his reaction was hilarious. And then once Winslow does the horse sound, like, rrr, like yeah, all of a sudden, see, you laughed again. You're laughing.
But that's G.W. Bailey being a great actor in that scene, I'd say. Like,
yes, exactly. Like, no, and he's the punchline of everything.
Man,
he plays
so good. He's
so fucking good. Yeah. He's a great
he
actor.
He deserves more credit, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's I mean, could you look up his IMDb? Because that shit, like, he was a great I think he was a great actor. He's in so many great movies too.
Yeah.
I
he
wonder,
plays
like,
a dumb shit a lot too.
Imagine what that would have been like without him. Like without all the sound effects, without like just his
gotta get him on the podcast.
Dude, I would love to meet him. I'm not. Like,
I mean, I don't know where he lives or whatever. He's 79, but I mean, we could probably get him on and zoom him in or whatever. You know?
Yeah, no, Winslow was like, I mean, he was the biggest star one of the biggest stars in the 80s until the 90s, and like I think they tried to make a movie with him as the star, just bombed really bad.
Who?
There's only
he was in Spaceballs.
Yeah, during that time he was in Spaceballs. Yeah. That scene where he's just like playing a video game after they went running or whatever.
Oh yeah.
You didn't like that
I'm
at
like,
all.
That's dumb. You're
he was
like,
in, I mean, he's...
Mahoney, you know, down to the office.
He was in a lot of character stuff, like TV stuff and whatever, G.W. Bailey. Tackleberry, he's another guy. The guy who's obsessed with the guns.
Yeah,
he's...
Come with me.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
He was like, G.W. Bailey was in Mannequin, that movie.
Yes! He played the bad guy in Mannequin. He was the bad guy in Mannequin.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Have you ever seen Mannequin?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall's in it.
Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
And Andrew McCarthy.
All of the movies she's been in. Because I thought she was great in that.
I would love
Oh my God, I can't believe you haven't seen Mannequin. You would love
Mannequin. I would love a
very female, like, oriented movie.
I would love a Weekend at Bernie's 3. That's what I would like. Right? Yeah. Why not, John?
No.
Yeah,
they
man.
Just need to reboot it. Weekend and Bernie's.
No more reboots.
I think they should do a part three with Andrew McCarthy, Jonathan Silverman, Terry Kaiser, who played Bernie. I don't even know if he's still alive, but
he's not.
But if there was a way, he's dead for real this time.
But they actually could get his corpse out of the ground.
They could easily make. I mean,
like, this is authentic.
If there was
this
a way, if they were able to sign off and pay his estate or family property, they could do AI Bernie. Are you kidding me? Fucking get it, you know. I want to see Weekend at Bernie's 3 Las Vegas. I want to see that. I want to see that movie.
I don't want to see an AI hologram.
Part 2 was not good.
Yeah, but it was horrible.
I know.
With the Jamaicans and the music, and he's like dancing.
Weekend at Bernie's Vegas could be hysterical if done properly.
That first one is a great, it's a masterpiece. Weekend at Bernie's is a masterpiece. I don't care
have
what
you
anyone
seen,
says.
Have you seen Weekend at Bernie's?
I know the concept of the movie. I've never seen it from front to back.
They should reboot it. Weekend at Ernie's.
The only reason I know it is that, like, in Weekend current shows and stuff, it's like been
talked about.
Like,
yeah.
They reference it, right, or they like do like a little
These are references that I love. And
I think that
I mean,
we should do a monthly podcast where Jessica learns new movies, comedies
from
the 80s.
I watch all these movies that are older than me.
This is a good way to, like, you know, teach the youngins about the comedies of the heyday.
I like being called a youngin.
You're a youngin to us.
Yesterday, someone called me geriatric. So I was like,
geriatric?
Yeah.
Who was that?
They said
a
30s
baby?
Is geriatric. Oh, and I was like,
I don't even want to know what we are then.
You're Bernie. You're
Bernie. We're dead.
Yeah. No.
Well, Police Academy is a. So you say it cannot be remade. I say it can't be remade either.
I say it can be.
It can be.
I say it can be with the right flair to it. Like it would have to be like.
It had to be.
It
had
to be like 21 Jump Street. But like with
but even 21 Jump Street can't be made.
So they're like similar. It wouldn't be like
even that can't be made. How old is that movie now?
That's not that old. It's like
there's two of those.
2007?
No, the second one with Jonah Hill when he does that Mexican accent. Like people are you know, it's a funny scene. It
Why
makes
can't
me laugh.
We make these movies? Because all right, so the only reason we can't make these movies is because studios are gonna poo-poo these ideas or these scenes or these characters.
No, it's just
or whatever.
A certain group of people will get upset.
I don't think Mexicans get mad at people doing like an accent.
But if it's independently financed and produced, you can make whatever the fuck you want.
I did a
right?
podcast and we did like a part where it was like, okay, everyone talk like a cholo or whatever.
Yeah.
And my buddy that was in it said that like a bunch of his friends messaged him and said that was inappropriate and we shouldn't have done that. Even though everyone in the room was Latino.
You're like, don't be a cholo. That's your fault.
I know.
That whole character in Police Academy faking the Latin accent is canceled. That guy.
Yeah. Jonah Hill, even though that scene was hilarious, dude. Right, like, right. I fucking love that scene, dude. Like,
will there be a time where we can come back and possibly reboot these kind of movies? Or
I think
these,
there will
do
be.
These kind of, like,
it's got to come full
circle. In like another 10, 15 years or something. What do you think?
I say not even 10 years. I think like it's happening now. It's going
to
be happening.
I mean, don't
soon.
Forget, this all goes back to and relates to stand-up comedy as well. You know, you're doing a bit that might be, you know, frowned upon or inappropriate. Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing as Police Academy when you think about it.
No? I don't know. I think it
I just want to hear what you say.
Well, I think it could come back full circle, but it won't be the same. Like, I think in order for that to happen, everybody has to feel like they're on the same playing field for all of these jokes,
right,
and not at the butt of the joke. And like, until that happens, I don't know. I don't think it could work.
I mean, even the scene with Hightower, you know, or Hook's getting called, you know, the slur,
Jigaboo,
or whatever, you know, like the and Hightower coming to the rescue, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, inappropriate for the asshole cop to say that to the character or whatever. But then Hightower comes in and he's like, fuck that. And he throws his car over. Then he gets kicked out. But then he comes back and saves the whole goddamn day. You know what I mean? So it's like, yes, inappropriate for that character, that the fucking racist white cop to say that. And but at the end of the day, Hightower, you know.
I mean, prevails. They say like know. They say spades too, which is a word that's like no one uses
what
at
about,
all.
What
like,
about what about?
I didn't even even as a kid when I saw that scene, I didn't even know what was going on.
Right. I didn't know like, what that meant, and I just used exactly. like context clues of him like touching and then.
What about
like,
what about yeah. Steve Martin's The Jerk? I mean, is that can't be? I mean, obviously he's like I was born to a poor black family.
That's something else. That's a great movie.
That's
too,
a great man. Movie, but that can't.
Have
be.
Have you like, seen The Jerk?
No.
That can't like that's is that canceled now? That movie.
Oh yeah, big time.
Big time.
Big
classic film.
Classic film.
So I have the poster in my bedroom.
Yeah, it's one of the
Maybe
best comedies of all time. Could you imagine if you brought a girl in and be like, "Hey, this is my,"
you're like,
I can't. No, I can't do this.
Well,
this
then, this you can't poster have that. To go down.
Then forget it. All right, The Jerk. We got to put that on the list. Though.
Yeah, no, but these are like it just fascinates
me. No, we have to rewatch
me.
These. And
these
examine.
Movies yeah. that were from a long time ago like cannot be made.
Well, they
now.
Are. They are a moment in time, a time stamp. Like you know, you're not going to make anything like you did in the 80s, early 80s. You know, ever again. I mean, it's that moment.
Right, exactly.
It's not going to be the same, even if you reboot it. You know?
Yeah,
it's going to be, you know, because Rob was almost a police officer. Rob almost was.
Were you really?
I think Rob was trying to reboot the movie himself by going to the.
I
police
was trying
academy.
To be my homie.
He was like, "I'm going to do this." Documentary.
Well, I was
he applied. He applied. To
I did apply
to be a police officer.
You were inspired by Police Academy.
No, I was. First of
You're
all,
like,
girl,
this is what it's like. Count no. me in.
He showed up the first day with the one in the oven shirt, and they were like, I think we're good.
Like, is this not it? According to the movies, this is how you
Mahoney,
get it.
Mahoney, come on, guys.
DeRocha, call me Mahoney. How about no?
When do we go to the Blue Oyster? When's that?
No, yeah. Hey, 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 whoa, hey.
I'm
hey,
sorry, Trunks.
Yeah, more your liking, Trunks.
Hey, exactly. Two for one drinks.
So, yeah, what happened to the Academy? Like, do you think you would have made it?
No.
No.
No, I thought it. No, no, no. No, wait, time out. Whoa. No, my dream growing up as a kid was like,
Steve
well,
Goomba.
No, no, was to either be Steve Martin or to be fucking Mahoney.
So you could be a
Not
jerk
Mahoney
or a
James
cop.
Bond or whatever else, but like, okay. I wanted to be something to help society. And as of recently during COVID, I was just like, fuck it. Like, I have a kid and I just had a kid and I'm like thinking about like what job could I do or what job would I want to do? And I'm a very much a blue collar type of person. And I just thought like, I'm like, fuck it. Like
right.
there's so many bad police out there with bad intentions.
Good benefits.
Exactly. And that's what I was looking at. I didn't think they were going to like maybe put me out on the field or maybe like I don't care about doing office work or whatever because everyone hates paperwork in all these movies. But
because according to the movies, the paperwork
yeah,
sucks.
The paperwork's horrible.
Getting in gunfights is.
But I really thought I don't know like I was you had to run a mile like a mile and a half in 14 minutes and like 40 seconds or something like that.
Really?
And I was able to do that. And I was
yeah,
able
it's
to
like
do
not
the,
that fast. And so, good for you. Not that
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, it's not that fast.
What about when they were climbing over the wall and shit? You gotta do that.
Yeah, that's what I was laughing about was the training with the tires. Like, when are you gonna be like, save that person? You gotta go through those tires.
Yeah, gotta do my ladder drills.
I would have loved to have seen you attempt the police academy.
I would have done it if I would have got accepted, but I had to.
But they didn't even pass the drug test.
No, not even the drug test. It's more about like
personality.
They looked at you and they're like, no. It's not to know from us.
We see Mahoney written all over you. Maybe you can get arrested and be forced to do it like Mahoney.
Oh, yeah, I would have loved that. And then I have to like try to get kicked out. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
There's the reboot. I just follow you around with my camera.
No, I should have done it.
The stand-up comedian. Like blah, blah, blah.
The thing is, I got not arrested, but I was taken in twice for drunk and disorderly. Oh. And first time was bullshit. The second time, I understand.
You were disorderly.
I was disorderly, but I didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a long story. I don't want to get into it, but I told them about it, and then they basically said I was immature, and what was the other one?
I wonder if I should apply.
This was in 2020, and they said you were
immature? Yeah, I was immature, and what was the other one?
Should I try to apply?
Oh, undisciplined. I was undisciplined, because what happened was when I worked at the limo job, which I still do now, I tested positive. Shouldn't be saying this. Anyway, I tested positive for marijuana. For syphilis. I tested positive for syphilis. No. I tested positive for marijuana, and they just said, like, you knew that you weren't allowed to smoke. And I'm like, yeah, but I did smoke. I went to a concert, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got tested positive.
I did.
And then they were just like, yeah, you're undisciplined. And I get it. And then they were asking me, like, what was funny was, like, they're like, how many times have you smoked weed?
Like this month? Like,
you don't know.
And it was so annoying. It was like, what was it?
How many
100?
Times have you had
200?
Sex?
300? Was it like 1,000? I'm like, I don't fucking. I know. I don't fucking. Because I had to take the next thing I had to do was take a lie detector test, which I don't know if I was going to pass
you
that.
You failed that shit.
I didn't take it.
They
no.
set you up for failure.
Yeah, but they were like, yeah, they're asking. And I think they personally, I would have been a good cop.
They should make you watch Police Academy first and see if you laughed at it.
Hey, I would have been a good cop.
If he laughed at it, he's like, he's out.
I am
good cop, bad cop.
Straight up a good person. Mm-hmm. I think I know I am, and I would be doing the best.
Well, I think your
stand-up, for society.
Stand-up career also, they probably saw that online.
Well, they saw a lot of the shit that I posted, so then they're like, oh,
I wonder if
immature.
I should apply. And see
that
if I get past
crazy.
That. You should.
You know, I don't understand their guidelines because I dated a guy who applied to be a firefighter, and he was like this buff, like smart, college educated guy. Didn't get into it. Like
it's hard to become. Because I think it's harder to become a firefighter.
Harder to become a firefighter for sure. But I think they asked him like, if you, like your mom got into trouble, would you help her or would you turn her in? And I think he said, like, I would help her or something like that. I don't know what exactly it was, but it was something to do with his mom.
Turn her
and,
in.
And they
that's
were like.
That's a bullshit question.
Yeah, and they
it's
were like, that's
question.
It. Yeah, because like, there's no right answer. You say, like, no, I would turn her in right away. They'd be like, well, you're not a loyal person or something.
Where
or
would you put out a fire?
Could I say something about this, which makes me laugh that you just said that right now? I remember like one of my first interviews that I ever had for a job interview was at Subway, and the lady was
sandwich
like
sandwich artist.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, if your friends came in, would you hook them up with sandwiches? And I always thought like, oh, be honest. I'm like, yeah, I would. Like, why wouldn't I?
Of course.
Exactly.
And foot longs like, for everyone.
No.
Why would I not?
Yeah, like why wouldn't? But I was being so completely honest, and I found out that that was the wrong answer. Like,
oh yeah.
What did you mean hook up? Like they'd ordered one, I'd provide one.
Like I would give them like a free sandwich or something like that. Like, what if your friends came in? I'm like, yeah, I'd probably hook up a friend or two, like a sandwich. Yeah. But I thought like being on. Like, I
no,
really
you
thought.
No, always lie in job interviews.
I was a Boy Scout. No, but I had a Boy Scout mentality. I wanted to be a cop. My friends used to call me in elementary school like a protector of freedom. I was always helping people. Like if someone was getting bullied, I always got involved. So it was like I just looked at like, and that's why I did want to be a cop in a sense, whatever. But I obviously know I'm not mature enough. So
well, that dream did not happen for Rob.
No, I really thought
there's
I had a shot.
There's always Halloween, so you can keep dressing
I'm gonna
up.
I'm
going
to apply and see what happens.
You go take the test. I passed the test.
They'll be like, don't you have a podcast? Or
yeah, they would
like, you guys can be on it. You can be on it.
Yeah. Was your wife on OnlyFans or something?
I'm going to edit that out.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Come on. All right. What else? I don't know.
Okay. Well, I say the movie couldn't be made. You say the movie couldn't be made. We should do this again.
I say it could be greenlit, but it'd be in development hell for about 10 years.
I do love the fact that Jessica said she didn't laugh much, but while we're here and we're talking about it, we're talking about the scenes, she laughs. And she's like, oh, yeah, that scene. And
breaking them down.
I think if you saw it with other people, you probably would laugh.
Probably, because I'm like, I'm a people pleaser. I'm like, you're laughing, I'll laugh.
Like, if they had a screening of this at the New Beverly, I think the audience would be laughing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's I don't know. Like to me, it's a great movie.
Yeah,
the
I
second
liked it.
One's great.
I need to. I do want to watch like at least 2 and 3 now again.
The second one's so much better because it has Bobcat and he plays a gangster.
Proctor. Proctor's
liked,
funny.
Yeah.
Proctor's funny.
I liked it the second time I watched it. So maybe the third, fourth, fifth time I'd be like
well, maybe,
a devout
maybe,
Police
maybe
Academy
Maybe we'll watch
person.
Part 2 in like a year.
Yeah, well, I think we should watch a different movie next time.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
another
there's
80s
so many,
one?
Yeah, like,
exactly.
I've never seen Ghostbusters, so.
What? Oh, my God. Well, that's actually very good. Very
anything
good.
Before like 96.
This
if it's
is,
not
I
Disney,
think our new is teaching Jessica the comedies of the 80s, of our youth. That's what we'll do. I'm not
appreciation
gonna, I'm not gonna,
for the arts.
Yeah, I'm not going to have a kid, so this is as close as...
Jessica's
watch,
your kid.
She's my kid. Yeah. Watch this movie. What do you think?
Sit down and watch it. You will laugh.
When you're on your phone and you get pissed off. God damn it. You missed that part.
Yeah,
you, rewind it. Rewind it.
Wait, so who is this person again? Wait, why are they rioting?
Oh, my God. All right.
I did write that I liked this little song.
Also a great score, right?
Yeah.
I like this little song. What was my other little note?
This got nominated for an Academy Award for this.
Oh, my other note
was a great score.
Why do they call dicks Johnsons? Where is that from?
That's an old slang.
That's an old slang.
But like why?
Johnson?
Dick? Johnson, yeah. Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. Yeah.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
All right, thanks for your help on that one, y'all.
It was just always called the Johnson. I don't know. Like people were like, but the things when I was a kid and I watched that scene, I didn't even know what they were talking about. I just like the Tackleberry like scene should, right away with my homie.
Hey, for Halloween, we should get a group of people to go as Police Academy.
I would love that. Let's do it. I'm gonna wear the one in the oven. Yeah,
I'll be fucking Captain Harris.
We got hooks over here.
Hooks. Oh my god!
It was also dumb at the end when she was like yelling, "Don't move, don't move."
Yeah, I loved it. No, but that's like the character arc. All the characters change.
Okay.
Even Barbara like all of a sudden kicks all those guys' ass, and I love that scene because he's like. He's like, put that furniture back in. He's like, we were moving. He's like,
oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
What's that guy's name?
You know what?
Barbara?
Not relevant to any of the stories, but I thought it was really cute that he was in that Kodak photo booth and it was shaped like a camera. I thought that was so cute.
And they throw him in the water and then he's just like, I'm going to become a cop. And it's so good. Everything about that. I love the movie. Great
I think
movie.
The more I watch it, I like it more.
All right. Well, let's
good.
Let's move on to some news before let's just talk about this. Let's go to the Basshole of the Week. Let's talk about the Basshole of the Week.
Basshole of the Week for me, which I will nominate. I don't know if you guys agree or not. Yeah, well, I mean if you have one, but
I'll think of one.
Basshole of the Week for me is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's a good one. Aaron Rodgers. Quarterback of the New York Jets. He is publicly feuding with Jimmy Kimmel over he's allegedly saying Jimmy Kimmel was part of Epstein's list.
Yes.
Which is
implying,
yes.
And he worded it in a certain way where it was like he was implying he wasn't saying that he was on the list. But Aaron Rodgers has been red-pilled. Like, he's a QAnon person. Like, he believes there was no moon landing. He believes that 9/11 was an inside job. He believes all these things were, like, I listened to a whole podcast about him, and he's just an asshole. Like, the fact that, like, he constantly has to tell everyone how smart he is.
He is an asshole, but he's, you know.
But he tells everyone
how... Jets quarterback. Go Jets.
Fuck you and your Jets.
For what, like a week?
He'll be back next year. But
he was a Jets quarterback for like four plays.
He actually he lives up the street from my sister.
Shut up.
Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Yeah. He lives around the block.
I can't stand him. I guess he's smart because he's been like Celebrity Jeopardy, whatever. It doesn't mean like you're a genius. But he won Celebrity Jeopardy. He hosted it. But the fact is, I hate people that constantly he won.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who was he competing against?
I think like two retarded people. No, I'm just kidding.
You can't say retarded.
Exactly. Now we got canceled. But no, he competed and he won. But like he just always has to tell everybody how smart he is.
He's not appearing on, what is it, the Pat McAfee show?
He is still.
Oh, I thought he was on.
No, they said that he was not going to be on the show anymore. And the next day he showed up again.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then one of my friends on my thread that we talk about sports, he's like, oh, that was a smart move by Rodgers because he was trying to get out of it. It's like bullshit. He's still on the show. He's still appearing on there.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like NFL golden boy. Like people, like fans love him. Like the people that love him.
I used to like him, but then like I've heard so much about him now. Like his backup quarterbacks have all said that like he believes that 9/11 didn't exist. He believes that no one landed on the moon.
He just has a face that's like, he's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. To the point though that he has so many followers and so many listeners, and he's like spewing out all this stuff. Like the Jeffrey Epstein list is like so stupid. All they released was a flight log. There's no list.
Yeah, man. So, David Copperfield's on that list.
I know, but like there's no list. Naomi Campbell's on that list. What's her name? Tegan wasn't even on that list, but they like made a false list. They made a false list with Jimmy Kimmel on there. There's so many false lists. Mm. And then that's why he said that. And he's like saying like he believes in the cabal. he believes that Democrats are.
He's a loon. He's a loon.
He's lost his fucking mind.
You know, whatever.
He lost his marbles.
He also didn't play at all this year, so maybe that's what
he's
happened.
He had nothing else to do.
So he's like, I'm going to go on the...
Yeah, but he's on the internet, and like no one's going to question him because all he has a bunch of yes men. His family hates him. Like he's a piece of shit, dude. Like
my sister said he's a horrible neighbor.
Is he?
Really?
Why? What's he do?
He yells over the fence saying, "Hey, you guys are on Epstein's list." No. No, I don't know. She doesn't live. She lives.
No,
like,
why does she say he's a horrible neighbor?
It's not like she lives right next to him. I don't know. No, she's never seen him, but like he lives up the street. Huge mansion, I guess.
I don't know. I just think he's an asshole, especially for implicating Jimmy Kimmel. Like, and he thought it was a joke.
He is an asshole. Yeah,
him like thinking that's a joke, and then all of a sudden Jimmy Kimmel's family's like threatened and like.
It's slander.
Yeah. It's not like a haha joke. No. It's like, oh, that's.
Well, there was no joke. It's just an accusation.
And he's just so bitter and angry that anyone even questions him or like says anything bad about him. So like, he's a fucking dickhead.
Trump is another asshole of the. Decade.
Well,
he's a lifetime
asshole. He won the Iowa caucuses, I guess, right?
Yeah.
He's probably most likely going to be the Republican nominee.
You know who I really like right now? I hope it happens. Is Nikki Haley?
She's not backing down.
Yeah, I would vote for her in a heartbeat. And the main thing that she's saying right now is like, what are you going to vote for, me? Or are you going to vote for these fucking two old dudes that are like 80 years old? Like, should be a limit to someone's age. If you cannot drive, if you can't pass a driving test, you should not be allowed to be president.
Yeah, but they don't need to drive.
Have they even taken one?
No, but what I'm saying is like...
These people have
drivers. They don't need a license.
Yes, I understand that. But what I'm saying is like if you're not coherent...
Could you imagine though? Like you have to go every certain amount of years to get your license renewed.
I just went and renewed mine last week. Yeah.
If they both go and they're like, you can't see, you can't renew your license. It's like our president doesn't have a license.
Right. Yeah, and you can't even run the
country. He just has an ID card.
He doesn't even have an ID yet.
But like it's so bad right now. There's so many jokes about it. But like we had that election 4 years ago already. Now it's going to be 4 years again, whatever. But
it's coming up. This is going to be an exciting year.
I think Trump's going to win. If it happens, unless Haley wins the nomination, which I hope she does because she's younger than them. She's vibrant.
Right.
She seems intelligent and she seems like capable to do the job. And it would be great for our country, our nation, to have a female become president. Yeah. And, you know,
true.
Only reason I'd be like cool for that, I don't really know her policies or anything, is because I feel like she's the only one of like between her and Trump who has like limits. Like, I don't think she would push too far. Like, if Congress is like, hey, we can't do that, she'd be like, okay.
Mm.
And Trump would be like, I'm just going to do it. Never mind. Yeah, sorry, I forget I even asked.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rob hopes Trump wins so he can still do his impression.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only, it's very selfish.
It's very selfish.
4 more years of that impression.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not voting for him. That reason only. No,
oh, man. I get an applause break every time. Fuck you guys.
Speaking of Trump, Trump might have had syphilis, I guess, right?
How many times? Like, might have had it.
Here's the picture of his.
Look at his hand.
There you go.
That's just Cheetos.
Is it?
That's just Cheeto dust.
The whole pointer finger is red.
He just had some Takis. What is that?
No, it's not, dude. That's like...
What the fuck is secondary syphilis?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, where's his doctor? Did the doctor check it out?
And it's always funny to me how they compare him to Hitler, because they're like saying Hitler had syphilis towards the
end. They're saying Trump has blood on his hands. From January 6th. That's what it is.
Oh,
it finally showed
up. It was from something dirty. Finally,
come on. Jessica's... Mind in the
gutter. He was with syphilis. I was in that. My mind was in that camp.
Some girl was menstruating. Yes.
I know.
Is that what you thought?
Yes.
Melania. No.
Not Melania.
Not her.
Did you see that picture though, with his finger?
No, that's the first time I saw it. I just thought it was hot Cheetos.
Isn't it interesting? Speaking of Trump's kids,
you're the president of the United States, and you got blisters on your hands. What are you fucking doing?
Crawling his way out of jail.
Maybe he was doing some yard work or something.
Exactly. Mar-a-Lago doing some yard work.
Baron Trump, the youngest Trump, is
taller than his dad.
He is 6'7".
What?
He is he's taller than the dad.
And he's
taller
like
than
15
the
years old.
He's taller than his brothers.
Yeah.
He was like a little baby.
He is 17 years old. He will be 18 in March.
I hope he does not vote for his dad.
Which
and he doesn't play basketball.
Which actually gives him... Maybe he'll do an interview. He's going to be an adult in a month and a half or whatever. Maybe someone will do an interview
with him. 6'7"?
6'7". He's huge. He had that growth spurt. It just went, whew. That was crazy.
That's...
Well, they're saying that like maybe that's on his son, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like...
Oh, my. Another conspiracy theory. Well, Mr. Conspiracy Theory, Rob DeRocha over there.
I feel like when he was... Oh, wow. That's crazy. 6'7". It's too tall.
Yeah, he's taller than his dad. I think like she probably fucked some NBA star, you know, Yao Ming or something like that. Like fucking,
Yao
you know?
Ming. He doesn't look Asian.
I don't know. It doesn't.
What is she? Where is she from?
I don't know where she's.
I think she's from Russia.
Eastern Europe. Somewhere. I forget what country. I don't know.
Eastern European.
Yeah, I don't know. Who do you think Trump's running mate is going to be? What's the? Do you think he's going to pick DeSantis?
I think that's what it. I personally think that's what's happening right now.
Is that a winning ticket? Him and DeSantis, you think?
Yes.
Nikki Haley, no, because she's not backing down, right?
No, she's not backing down.
And she's like, if she doesn't win New Hampshire,
but if she eventually drops out,
if she loses South Carolina, she's done.
Wait, right. I thought he was gonna get one of the.
But she'll be in the cabinet.
Senators
or
like Marjorie Taylor, one of those people.
No, that would be suicide.
Who was the girl who?
They said that Bobbert.
No. It was someone else.
Marjorie Greene Taylor.
No, it wasn't Taylor Greene. No, it wasn't her. Anyways, I thought he was gonna get a girl from like. I don't know.
He should. I mean, that would be a winning ticket. If he got like a person, a minority or a woman, he might actually win. But
be like the same ticket.
But don't you think him and DeSantis is also a powerful ticket?
I think that's a very powerful ticket because
I mean, I get him getting a female or a diverse.
But that's why I sent you that video of DeSantis, because DeSantis is a fucking nut job.
I know, but there's a lot of people that support him.
I know, but that video of him like. Have you seen DeSantis, like, when he's trying to smile, he's just like...
Someone gave him that
his whole face is very, like,
participation
creepy.
Trophy. You see that? That was funny. The guy gave him a trophy. He's like, no, I'm good.
He's just like... he's just so awkward, and I think that, yeah, that would be a strong ticket. But Nikki Haley with anybody, like, not anybody, but, like, she's got to pick the right person, but I would vote for her over Biden and Trump. And if you look at the polls... She's beating Trump, Biden, everybody within the polls. Like, who would you vote for? Like, one of these people. Right, so, right. I don't know. I think
we'll see what happens in New Hampshire.
Why not just change everything?
We'll see what happens.
I really want this country is like going. We can't have Trump be president.
Maybe we can get Trump on this podcast, Rob. What do you think?
I don't think so. It's not going to happen.
Can we have you come back next week with the Cheetos on your hands?
I got a lot of gonorrhea on my hands.
Oh, my God.
A lot of syphilis.
A lot of syphilis.
I mean, he might be in prison. Don't forget, he might be in prison.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, then that's the smart thing about her is that she's saying, like, why do you want to vote for these two people who are going against each other and going against each other's families?
Mm-hmm.
Trump's going on after Hunter Biden, you know, like Jared Kushner on the other side. It's like all these like things, and Nikki Haley's like equal, like neutral to all that. So
I
like,
don't know. I'm telling you right now, I think we're just fucked as a country. To be honest with you,
for the next four years.
A while, we're gonna be fucked.
Yeah,
it's sad. The whole thing is crazy.
I do think with Trump, like, there will be a point of no coming back with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it'll be, that's, like, so dramatic, but that's, like, so true. I think it'll be a very hard hill to climb up after that.
That's a downfall of our nation, I think, if that happens.
It'll
but
separate the rich and the poor, like, so much further.
It's going to skyrocket my impression a lot more. So it's
you know who could green light the Police Academy reboot? Trump.
He'd be like, just do it.
If he,
it's going to be great.
It was my
I would like to
movie
see a Police
up.
Academy reboot. Oh, I'll vote for you. No.
Steve Guttenberg's coming back.
Steve Guttenberg in the candidate, in the cabinet.
Oh, my God.
For vice president?
Oh, just Steve. I would vote for that
ticket.
The
entire cabinet should be the Police Academy cast.
Steve Hooks, Bruce Smith.
Jesus. I don't know. All right. What else do we want to talk about? The Chiefs won last night.
Yeah. Go Chiefs.
Wait, you're a Chiefs fan. No?
Yes, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Why are you a Chiefs fan?
Because Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech. I went to Texas Tech. So I have that loyalty.
I thought you were like Cowboys or something.
No, I hate the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Texas girl.
Because they're so Cowboy fans are so annoying.
Really?
They're like the most.
I feel like everyone's a Chiefs fan, though, now. Just because they're. you know, well, Chiefs.
I hate the Chiefs.
Taylor Swift. Part of me was like, I think they should. I hope they don't win the whole thing because they got enough going on for
Taylor Swift.
They got all. They can't have everything.
Well, right? Everybody is like convinced that it's scripted and it's going to be the Ravens and 49ers, and like that's already done.
If the Chiefs get in, the NFL is going to kick themselves.
I hate when people say it's scripted because
it's scripted.
If it was scripted, then the Cowboys would be
it's
there.
It's wrestling.
Well,
yeah.
If the Chiefs get in, they're going to be like, fuck, we should fire Usher and get Taylor to do the halftime show. then that would be like the ultimate like happy ending.
Oh,
right?
My God. Usher
that would be too cool. I can't wait for Usher's halftime show, though. I'm pumped for that.
I don't give a shit.
I think but really? Usher is like my time. Like when I was in high school, middle school, like Usher was the guy.
Yeah.
Just dancing all his stuff.
Football. Super Bowl is in Vegas this year. That'd
yeah.
That'll be cool.
It's going to be wild.
We'll see what happens. All right. Anything else? Anyone have shows coming up? Want to plug? We got to end this thing. We're going.
Okay. February 17th, I'm doing Comedy Grind. You're on it.
Oh, yes.
Jessica's on it.
Oh, you are? Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Improv Lab. Right. The shows have been great. We had a show last night. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. One of the greatest shows ever. It was a good show.
All right. Will you be doing the Trump impression on the
17th? I probably will be. Right. Hey, listen, I hate when people criticize that.
Don't stifle my creativity.
It's 30 seconds and it gets an applause break.
I'm just saying,
if people
are looking forward to seeing it live, go to the show.
Yeah.
Rob just promised that he will be doing it.
He'll wear the full outfit and everything.
I'm doing Wahlberg. Yeah. I did Pacino last night. I'm doing different things.
All the hits.
Tricks in your bag. Yeah. Look at that.
Okay, cool. So that show's coming up.
Yes.
We have the Bass Hole show at the Bourbon Room is February 7th at 9:30 p.m. at the Bourbon Room. And we also have the Bass Hole at the Improv Lab on March 3rd, Sunday. That's coming up. And Bass Hole will be going to Alaska in April as part of the Before You Die Alaska Comedy Festival.
Do I have tickets for that or what?
Am
I flying out with you?
Yeah, if you want tickets, make sure you get them. In Anchorage, Alaska, yes.
Have you been to Anchorage before?
I have not been there.
Oh, my God, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
You have been there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there with work.
Is it fun?
There's not a lot to do there. I saw a bear. I saw a moose.
I'll be honest with you. I'm just looking forward to getting the fuck out of LA for a week or whatever.
The air was so clean.
Yeah, I don't care where I go.
Oh, it was pretty cool.
I need to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I saw the Northern Lights. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah, see, that's what I want. I want to do.
So, are you playing for my ticket or no?
Yeah, everyone here is going to go.
Oh, yeah? All three of us? Perfect.
Funding the show, yeah.
No, are you going by yourself?
As of now, yeah. I don't know.
Are you like interviewing people or what are you doing?
What's the format?
We're gonna do the live show.
What's the format?
Same as the live show.
Oh, it's just live show. You're just gonna
live show, okay. and then I'll probably do some podcasts up there with some of the local people. You know,
Alaskans.
The Alaskans, is that what you call them? I don't even know.
Yeah, it is. What
Alaskans.
You call them.
Yeah. I will do. I will do. Yes.
With the Yeti.
The interviews. We're gonna do the live show there, just like how we do it. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Dope. That's so cool.
What festival is it?
It's called Before You Die Comedy Festival.
Oh, really? Is that that's what it's called? Huh?
Well, they say you should go to Alaska before you die. That's why they call it that, I guess.
Is that where you see the Northern Lights? Or
you can see them. I saw them in Anchorage when we were taking off a little bit. But if you go like deep into like where, I don't even know what the city would be, but deeper into it where there's like black, you can see them.
I saw them once in Iceland.
Is it going to be during the day where like it's like 30 days of like just daytime or whatever?
That I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
That's insane to me. Yeah. Like Lachlan's like been out there. He just went there recently, but like people are like barbecuing at like 3 o'clock because it's like sunlight.
Yeah.
It's like,
that would make me go crazy. Yes. Sun all the time.
I don't know if that's, I know in Iceland, the summer is like that in Iceland. And the winter is like dark mostly.
Well, yeah, Alaska, don't they get both where it's like long days and long nights? Because
when I went to Iceland in the winter, that was like, I remember there was maybe like, it was maybe like daylight for like 5 hours. And then like the rest was like dark.
Yeah.
So I was like, you have like 5 hours to go do something.
I feel like I saw a TikTok or something where they were like, yeah, there's like 2 hours of the day where it's sunlight.
It's kind of nice.
I would go fucking nuts.
It's fun to do for like a week. But that's why people have.
It was like weird. You'd be like, wow.
That's why there's a big depression and suicide rate and like the,
Well, I think a lot of people that go to Alaska are people that,
Norway and like, you know, the Scandinavian kind of, because they don't have a lot of light up there. It's cold.
They need a lamp.
Need a lamp. Or in the summer, it's all light. In the summer, it's like 2 hours of dark or
Jessica's
whatever.
Just going to open up a lamps plus.
They have to put. Like they have to put. They have to like black out the windows during the summer. I think,
yeah, so they can like sleep because
it's light like most of the day or whatever. Yeah,
that's insane. No, I don't know. That's exciting, Doug. I'm very excited for you.
Thanks.
Yeah,
we'll see how.
I would go with you, but
you want to go?
Yeah,
I got an Airbnb igloo. No,
I built it myself.
We're building it when we get there with the snow.
Nanuka the North right over here.
I'm going to go on a dog sled.
Are you really?
That's how I'm getting to the venue.
Show up.
Is that an Uber ride? Dog sled?
You can order them.
Snow dogs.
Pick your dog preference.
Exactly. All right. So we got all these shows coming up. We got to go. We're going too long. All right, guys. Check out those shows. Don't forget to follow the podcast on social media at Basshole Show. Go to our website. I just redid it. BassholeShow.com. We have all the information there on upcoming shows and everything. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. And remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.